This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, am interested in language, but not enough to endure listening to language describing the dream it had last night. On with the show! Do any of you happen to know what state mottos are for?
To put on commemorative items that you buy and at the truck stop along the side of the road?
Each of the 50 states in the USA has its own motto. The motto might be found on the state seal or the state flag. More often than not, it might be in Latin, it might be a phrase, or a single word. If you reside in the USA and you're thinking, yeah, I know my state motto, it's on all the license plates. Montana, Big Sky Country. Florida, the Sunshine State. Or Famous Potatoes. Yeah, you do it, Idaho. But sorry, friends, these are not the state mottos. And if my admittedly small sample group of PRX staff is anything to go by, not knowing what your state motto really is the state of state mottos.
My name is Josh Swartz. I'm the curator of PRX Remix and an in-house producer at PRX. I am from the wonderful state of Massachusetts. I honestly didn't know it had a state motto. I think I would have assumed it was something like Park the Car on the Harvard Yard or something like that.
So they don't teach you your state motto in school or anything?
No, you know, we do the Pledge of Allegiance and...
And that's your lot. Bit of nationalism, but not state.
Right, right.
My name is Kathleen Unwin. I am the sponsorship director for Radiotopia and PRX. I have been born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Until today, what did you think the Missouri state motto was?
Well, I know we were called the Show Me State, and so that was my first reaction is, oh, we're the Show Me State.
What does that mean? That sounds like someone's flashing you.
Show me what? I don't know. I think it probably refers to we're not easily impressed, and we like proof. We're natural born skeptics, so probably it was directed at politicians. You know, don't give big flowery speech. Show us with action. I think that's kind of true in how we think.
However, that is not your state motto.
Apparently, it is not. Thanks to the Googles, I have been corrected.
Hi, this is Julie Shapiro. I'm EP of Radiotopia. I used to brag about the Ohio state motto, the heart of it all. I mean, could there be a better state motto until I learned recently that that's actually the tourism motto, and the state motto is not quite as exciting. It's with God, all things are possible. When you drive into the state, it says, like, welcome to Ohio. And I can remember it so clearly. It used to just say, welcome to Ohio, the heart of it all. And I would have this warm fuzzy every time I crossed into the state driving around. I mean, it actually worked for me. And then at some point, it switched to so much to discover. And and now I get very angry every time I enter the state of Ohio because it's such an inferior motto.
So evidently mottos do exert some influence over a person's pride or self-identity. It's just that the mottos that people think are their state mottos but aren't seem to be more powerful than the real state mottos.
So I had to look it up because if you had asked me, I would have said the state motto of Texas is don't mess with Texas.
Andrew Kuklowitz is the chief technology officer of PRX, and Don't Mess With Texas was actually an advertising slogan that the Texas Department of Transportation started using in 1985 for an anti-littering campaign.
Why did you think that was the state motto?
Well, first of all, it's everywhere. So
wow.
It's on billboards, t-shirts. I think particularly in the time that I was living there in the 80s, it was... just a prolific kind of, you know, they didn't call them memes then, but it was like a meme at that time. Like everything was don't mess with Texas. And they had commercials on all the time. I remember as a kid, I watched way too much TV and it was everywhere, you know, it was just an expression. And to be honest, it's quite fitting. Texas has an attitude, you know, there's this sort of we're cowboys. We could shoot you down at any time. And we will defend, you know, our state before our country, it seems like, and don't mess with us, right? So I looked it up, and this is not, in fact, the motto of Texas. The motto of Texas is friendship.
That's quite different to Don't Mess with Texas, which seems quite hostile.
Yeah, I mean, even as I say this, like, I looked it up like a week ago, and I feel like I have to look it up again, because how can that be, right? Like, I'm not saying people aren't friendly there. And there is, it is sort of got a bit of that Southern hospitality friendship to it. Certainly, you know, people in my hometown, I grew up in East Texas, this city called Tyler, and it is very friendly. People are very friendly, especially to your face. It's very much, you know, a nice, friendly place. But I feel like as a motto, I guess there's different reasons you could have a motto. Maybe it's meant to be kind of more aspirational or something, or like a reminder, like we should really try to be more friendly, or it's to like trick people or something. Like, our state is all about friendship. Forget our checkered history or our unbelievable amount of state pride. You know, we actually welcome all comers. Please.
I'm Kaylee Nave, and I'm manager of advertising operations. Yeah, and I'm from North Carolina. It turns out that our state motto is to be rather than to seem, which is interesting because Southern states typically have the stereotype that people are fake nice to you, I would say, or they appear nice and then they kind of talk behind your back.
If this is the perception, what is North Carolina's motto doing? Is it an effort to dupe or to correct the stereotype? Do you have any ideas what state mottos are actually for?
I don't know. Like, I guess one purpose of it, I feel like, is kind of for the people in the state that kind of have some pride in as part of their kind of identity of, like, if you are from Texas, this is a thing that we believe in or aspire to or is true. I feel like mottos in general have a kind of aspirational aspect to it, or inspirational aspect to it, that this is a thing about us and a thing that we aspire to, an idea that we want associated with us. If you're from Texas, we want you to think this about us, or we think this about ourselves at least.
So it's like a combination of history, inspiration, and marketing.
Well, I think the way that it functions outside is very interesting, because I think they can serve some marketing purpose, or at least warning. You know, like, I feel like there's some truth in advertising. If Don't Mess with Texas was the motto of Texas, I think that would be good information for people when they first come there.
If we're talking about mottos acting as a warning, well, here's a good one.
I'm from New Hampshire. The motto is live free or die.
This is Maggie Taylor, who runs marketing for PRX and Radiotopia. Her home state markets itself in a particularly uncompromising fashion.
I know. I think it's because, like, when I was 12, you didn't have to wear a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they only recently introduced seatbelt laws. There's no helmet law. There's no taxes.
Smoking?
You could probably smoke.
Concealed weapons?
You can definitely have a weapon.
It seems like it's worded wrong then, that it should be live free and die.
Yeah, I think that's a better one. But everyone just wants to be left alone.
New Hampshire adopted live free or die as its state motto in 1945. It came from a letter written by General John Stark, a military hero in the state for his service during the Revolutionary War, particularly in the Battle of Bennington in 1777. 32 years later, Stark was too old and ill to travel to a reunion of Bennington veterans, so he sent a toast by post. Live free or die. Death is not the worst of all evils. Cheers? As an English person, I often struggle to reconcile myself to the legacy of my country's historical foreign policy. Several of the American state mottos are a prod to the conscience, as, like New Hampshire's, they refer to America and England's messy breakup.
Apparently, the Massachusetts state motto is, "By the sword we seek peace, but peace only under liberty."
My name is Audrey Martovich, and I'm the Director of Special Projects at PRX. My home state is Connecticut. The motto, apparently, is, "He who is transplanted still sustains."
This motto arrived in the colonies from England in 1639 on a seal brought over by Colonel George Fenwick.
I'm Genevieve Sponsler, and I am the content coordinator at PRX.
Genevieve grew up in Virginia, which has a state motto I would not mess with.
It is Sic Semper Tyrannis. It means thus always to tyrants. It's very nice.
Sic Semper Tyrannis was added to Virginia's state seal in 1776. Legend has it that Brutus yelled it during the assassination of Julius Caesar. Probably didn't, in fact, but it's also famous because John Wilkes Booth claims to have shouted it after shooting Abraham Lincoln. The phrase was also on the t-shirt Timothy McVeigh was wearing when he was arrested for the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. So while Virginia's choice of Sic Semper Tyrannis commemorates resistance to authoritarianism in the War of Independence, the phrase's history makes it troubling as an adage to live by now. However, some of the mottos both nod to history and work in the present as aspirational phrases.
My name is Gina James, and I'm manager of development and operations at PRX.
Gina is from New Jersey.
New Jersey is liberty and prosperity. It's pretty dope. And I think that it also, if you think about New Jersey like the way many people do, you either think of New Jersey as like the Jersey Shore type of idiot character that's just plastered and obsessed with the gym and the laundry and tanning, which I was from the ages of 17 on through to my early 30s, kind of. But if you really take a look at like Sopranos or just kind of what's out there about New Jersey, Boardwalk Empire, I feel like liberty and prosperity really do Jersey takes it kind of to another level, a badass level.
Do I have to say it in Latin?
I'm going to let you off the Latin.
The Latin translates to let the welfare of the people be the supreme law.
I wonder whether more people would know their state mottos if so many of them weren't in Latin. Latin maintains and amplifies the sense of history that a lot of the mottos carry. And in the case of New York State, where the motto translated is ever upward, its Latin form sounds much more heroic. It's excelsior. But Latin can cause problems.
My name is Carrie Hoffman, and I'm the CEO of PRX.
Which state are you from?
I grew up in New Jersey, but I've lived in Vermont for a very long time. The official state motto is freedom and unity, which is on the state seal. But I learned that Vermont has a new secondary state motto.
Like a subtitle.
Like a subtitle. And I'll do my best here, but the Latin phrase is Stella Corda Decima Fulgat. I think that's how you say that. May the 14th star shine bright.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yes, and it refers to the fact that Vermont was the 14th state to join the Union back in 1791. This actually came from a 15-year-old high school student who was really into ancient history, and she had studied Latin, but this made national news. But when this was announced, people confused this. They thought that Angela, this 15-year-old, wanted to craft an official Vermont motto for Latinos.
That's quite different.
Quite different. And then it exploded on on Facebook. The Facebook page said things like, "We're 1,000 miles away from the Latino border. Why would we do this?" You know, it turned into this totally sad, ridiculous, unfortunate, embarrassing reality for our state. But this mishap motivated all of the elected officials to like push through this new Latin motto, and the governor who signed it. You know, of course, when he was signing it, said, you know, Veni, Vidi, Signati.
Risky as it apparently is to invent new state mottos, I wonder if anyone else has ideas for more fitting ones for theirs.
The first thing I think of is we have more cul-de-sacs than everyone else.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. So that's a terrible motto.
Virginia, it all ends here?
Yeah, maybe.
Massachusetts people, I mean, really, the state motto could just be massholes. Like, if you were updating the actual motto for, like, a 21st century audience, that's probably what it would be.
I wonder whether enough people would go for that.
Yeah. I feel like Massachusetts people are kind of proud of that snarky label.
You know, the problem with Connecticut, I don't know if you've ever been there.
I've been through it, so I don't think that counts.
Well, that's the problem, right? That's the only time you go to Connecticut is when you're going through it. So I think it kind of lacks an identity in a lot of ways because people think of it as the place that you pass through on your way to New York,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa on your way to Boston. I think Connecticut is a beautiful state and I am very pro Connecticut.
If they said, Audrey, we want you to come up with a better state motto for Connecticut that will make people realize it's not just where you stop off between New York and Boston on the Chinatown bus, what do you think you'd go for?
The pizza state. Because Connecticut truly does have the best pizza in the entire nation.
Wow. That's a big claim.
They're known for their pizza. You know, they have a specific style, the New Haven style pizza, which is also called a pizza. APIZZA.
Like apolitical.
Yeah. Yeah. Except I guess the opposite. Yeah. It's like very enthusiastic about pizza rather than like very not enthusiastic about pizza. But, you know, it's a thin crust sort of Neapolitan style. And that sort of made its way to New York, but it really began in New Haven and Connecticut. So I'm going to go with the pizza state.
I think that's really going to increase tourism.
I agree.
In this episode, I only got to cover a handful of America's state mottos, but I became more and more intrigued by them, and mystified by some of them, not to pick on any state in particular. If you do live in one of the states, or another place with a motto, let me know. Do you like it? Does the motto seem fitting to you for the place and the populace? Did it influence your inner being?
Thinking about it, the freedom and unity actually, you know, now that I'm aware of the state motto, it actually means a lot to me now that I know it. I didn't know it beforehand. Like, it wasn't something I interacted with, but I really like it. And I think that it speaks exactly to the Vermonters that I have met since living there and the politicians that I've met. And how do we preserve independence and freedom while still having a civil society? So it actually is very meaningful to me now that I know it.
Well, let's be cheesy for a moment. It also seems to apply quite well to what we're doing or what you're building with PRX and Radiotopia.
Exactly. I mean, that's partly why it speaks so well to me, because it's sort of like values I feel like I've had in my whole adult life, including the work that we're doing with Radiotopia and how we, you know, this very delicate balance of preserving freedom and independence and individual choices, and also kind of the, you know, the power of the whole and the sum of all those parts. Absolutely. And so I thought that this question that you posed to me was very well timed.
Yes.
and I'm happy to be able to deliver such an awesome state motto.
Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is Levant, verb, archaic. Abscond, leaving unpaid debts. Try using it in an email today. The State of It was produced by me, Helen Zaltzman, with Devon Taylor and all the wonderful people of PRX you heard from. Particular thanks to Julie Shapiro and Sandy Barr and Andrew Kuklowitz, who told me about this subject. Martin Austwick provided the music. You can find the show on Facebook and Twitter, search for Allusionist Show, and it's always at theallusionist.org.